Okay, you're tuned to WHPK 88.5 FM in Chicago. You're listening to the Sitting in the Park show. Today, it's going to be a special show because I'm starting off with an interview. So I have members of the group called The Sounds of Blackness up in here right now, and some of the people sang with other groups too. So you guys want to introduce yourselves?
My name is Omar Arnold.
Okay.
My name is Albert Hunter.
Okay. So your group, The Sounds of Blackness, recorded in like the early 70s, and you guys cut a couple records, so we'll talk about that. But Al, you originally sang with some other groups before that too, right? You sang with the Blenders.
Yeah, the Blenders.
And that's a group that had their biggest hit with Daughter, right?
Yeah.
And you even sang with some 50s groups before that, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I guess I don't want to do like the whole story of the Blenders. Maybe another day we can get some of the other members here too and talk about that. But can we give some background as to each of you, like what, how you got into singing and where from Chicago you are? So first of all, you're both from the same area of Chicago, right?
No, not really.
Okay.
I come from 47th.
Okay.
And Evans.
Okay.
And where are you from?
At that time, I grew up on 41st Street. I lived on 41st
between
St. Lawrence and Langley.
So we weren't
that far apart from each other.
Yeah. So, Al, you have been around, so you went to high school like in the 50s, right?
Yeah, 50.
What school did you go to?
DuSable.
Okay, and when did you graduate?
58.
Okay, and you sang with a couple groups before the Blenders, right?
Yeah.
What were the groups you sang with?
I sung with the Chances, the Five Chances.
Okay.
I did a lot of singing in the studio with those guys.
Okay.
And it's another group, I can't think of the name of them. I was in high school then, so it's kind of hard.
Okay.
Another group called the Nobles.
Okay. Okay, so you pretty much got started. You were singing in high school already.
Yeah, we were singing on the street corners in the hallways and stuff.
Okay. and then you were with the Blenders, and the Blenders were together through, like, the mid-60s, is that right?
Yeah, we've been from the 60s to the 70s, one.
But the
Blenders, when did the Blenders break up? In like the late 60s or?
About 72, I think, wasn't it? 73?
Well, that's the sound of Blackness.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was earlier than that. It had to be about 67.
Okay. And Omar, how did you get started singing? Did you sing in high school too?
I did a little singing in high school with the group called the Harmontones at DuSable, and that
was a group when James Rushing was up
right,
in here. He
exactly,
sang. He sang in that
exactly,
group too.
Right. I sang with the Harmontones inside of hallways in schools, and also as I said earlier, I played in the band at the school also, and I was heavily involved with Captain Diet over at DuSable with the Hijinks.
Okay.
Which we had at
DuSable. That was the director of the
right,
music program.
He was the director of the music department at DuSable.
Okay. So, but you were never in like any group that recorded before the 70s or the late 60s, right? Before the Sounds of Blackness.
Right. Never was in a group before the Sounds of Blackness. Blackness that had done any recording.
Okay. Yeah. But you told me you weren't on record, but you sang for a while with the Marvelous.
Yeah, I did a short stint with the Marvelous out there in, at that time it was East Chicago Heights, and it wasn't that long period of time that I sang with them, so I just did a little short stint with them.
Okay, so you similarly, you kind of sang in high school, and you weren't doing music as seriously until the Sounds of Blackness
came along.
Okay, so that's getting up to your group, The Sounds of Blackness. So, what year did the group form, and how did it form?
We formed around 60. I imagine it was somewhere around 68, 69.
Okay,
somewhere in that era, and we formed at the Afro Arts Theater, which was located at that time.
Was that Phil Coran's Theater?
Phil Coran, right.
Okay.
At Afro Arts Theater, which was located at Oakwood Boulevard in Drexel.
Okay.
And we had the Pharaohs, who was doing the musical background for us, and which later on became Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah.
You know, they did all the musical background for us there, and we traveled with them.
Okay.
And, we had like a little.
So who were the members of the group originally in the Sounds of Blackness?
The original members of the Sounds of Blackness was myself, Al, along with Johnny Jones.
Okay.
Hiller Jones.
And he was a member of the Blenders and the Five Chances also, right?
Right.
Okay. So how did you, well, let me play the first record and we can talk some more. So this first thing you did, it came out probably around 70, sometime around there.
I believe it's 71.
71, and it's kind of a funk track. It's like a black power kind of funk track, like reminiscent of the time. Like a, you know, a lot of, like the Temptations had similar sounding things out at the time. So this track, it's called, first of all, the group on the track is called The Sounds of Black, not The Sounds of Blackness. Was that the original name of the group? Or?
That was the original name of the group.
Okay. And Richard Evans had something to do with this record?
Right. Richard Evans was doing a lot of writing for Paul Sorano at P&S Studio.
Okay.
And at that time, Paul Sorano, we had met him through a prize fighter named Gorilla Jones.
Okay.
And Gorilla Jones introduced us to Paul Sorano, and he listened to us, he heard our sound, he loved the sound, he wanted to record us.
Okay.
So Richard Evans did some writing for Paul Sorano, and he said, I got this song I want you guys to record. So he wrote it in one night.
Okay.
And we recorded it. We recorded it the next night, I think it was.
Okay.
You know, so that's how that came about.
So I'll play the record and we can talk some more. Right. I just don't want to be talking to a lot of people. People don't know what the music we're talking about.
Right,
you know.
Right, exactly.
So this is The Sounds of Black with their first record called The Sounds of Black. Okay, you're tuned to WHBK 88.5 FM in Chicago. We're in the middle of an interview with members of the group The Sounds of Black, Sounds of Blackness, same group. So that was just the first record you guys did from the early 70s. So one thing I didn't really get into before playing the record was you guys said you formed, and you formed at like the Afro Arts Theater.
Yeah, right.
So how did you guys know each other, and how did you guys like form exactly?
Well, I knew Johnny, Hilliard Jones. He was the lead singer of the Blenders, along with Al.
Okay.
And I knew him from the neighborhood.
Okay.
And when we put the group together, he asked me, was I interested? And I said, yeah, I'm interested. You know?
So you had never officially sang in a group, and he just,
right.
But he knew you could sing, so
he
just asked.
He knew I could sing, so he said, I'll give you an audition. So he tried me out. Oh, he loved my voice.
Okay.
And that's how we wound up putting the group together.
And Al, you just knew, you sang with Hillary.
Yeah, we've been friends for 20 years.
Okay.
And see, Omar had a hell of a memory, man. He did everything.
So how'd you get, so you put a group together, how'd you get involved with the Pharaohs and the Afro Arts Theater?
I got involved with the Pharaohs and the Afro Arts Theater because during that period of time, it was a lot of things going on in the African-American community, the black community. There was a lot of things going on in the community, and a lot of the talent that we had at the Afro Arts, which not only was singing groups, we also had poets, dancers, Darlene Blackburn and her dancers. We had poets who would come in, and we had different people coming in. And it was more like a place where we can come and just express ourselves in our own way.
Okay. And so where was the theater located?
The theater is located at Oakwood Boulevard and Drexel, okay, outside of Chicago.
And Phil Coran started the theater?
Right, Phil Coran started the theater. They moved from, Phil Coran was performing over on the beach at what we call the Point.
Okay.
Over on Lake Michigan. And then he moved from that area down to the Afro Arts Theater. And that's how that came about.
So he started the theater as kind of like a community forum for,
correct,
like black talent,
right,
pretty much.
Right.
So then, so did you form the group specifically to perform in the theater at the time? Is that what happened? Like they had acts there and you wanted to perform there?
No, we put the group together because we really were serious about doing some recordings. We had a sound that everybody enjoyed. They loved the way we sung. Everybody enjoyed the sound that we had, and they really wanted to.
So you put a sound together like at the theater? That's how people heard your sound? Like, what?
Yeah, pretty much so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do at the theater before you recorded or had songs? Did you just do covers of other songs?
Well, I was doing radio commercials.
Okay.
Okay, along with the Pharaohs. Okay, we did several radio commercials. We did Touchtone Telephone, which was written by Donny Hathaway.
So your group was doing the radio commercials?
Yeah.
Okay.
We did Touchtone Telephone.
So.
And the Pharaohs, we did Afrosheen hair. Hair products. Afrosheen,
okay.
Y2Y0 use Afrosheen.
Okay.
Okay, so we did that with the Pharaohs.
So you pretty much knew the Pharaohs because they were performing at the theater and they were,
correct,
the main,
right, right,
they were the main backing group for,
right,
everyone there too.
Exactly.
And then how'd you get hooked up with those radio ads?
That was done, we had to go down and audition down to Vince Cullors Advertising Agency. They were looking for some singers to do some background work. Some of the commercials, and they were auditioning people. So we went down there along with a gazillion teeth of other people.
Okay.
And they heard our sound. They loved our sound so much, they said, well, you guys got it.
So what was your sound? Like, what were you doing?
Well, what we were trying to do, we were trying to do harmony that was not your usual type of harmony that you hear in different singing groups.
Okay.
We had a real tight harmony, and we use a lot of chords,
okay,
with our harmony. So it wasn't just your everyday doo-wop type of harmony. So we tried to put together a harmony that was different than what we had been hearing in other groups, because we wanted to distinguish ourselves from other groups.
Okay.
So with the harmony that we had, that's how we came about the sound, and we call the sound of black.
Yeah, we did a lot of minor background,
yeah,
and major singing.
Okay.
So we had a different kind of type song.
Okay.
You know.
So did your song sound more like the song we just played, or was it like funky or types a sound, or was it more, because the second record you had was more like a sweet soul kind of harmony sound?
Well, the first song that you played, that was written by Richard Evans.
Okay.
Earlier, and we recorded it down in Paul Serrano's P&S studio. And Richard wrote the song, and when he wrote it, he gave us the parts on how he wanted it done. So we basically did it the way that they wanted it done. So we strayed a little bit from our normal path.
Okay.
But we went back to it later on.
Okay.
So, you'll hear the difference in the two records.
So that record you did, it was also kind of reminiscent of the times, because it was like a lot of conscious.
Right,
it was,
right.
And plus the Pharaohs specifically were part of that Afro heritage,
exactly,
type of movement.
Exactly.
So did you do that song live too when you were doing shows?
Yeah, we did that song live, I think, a couple times.
Downtown in
Grant Park.
Right, okay.
Downtown in
Marcus
Grant Park.
Marcus Garvey Convention in New York.
And
Howard University.
It was Howard University.
So when you did the song, when you did shows live, the Pharaohs backed you, right?
Right.
So, but on the record, it's not the Pharaohs playing.
No.
Okay.
No. On the record, it was studio musicians, Paul Serrano again, Richard Evans was on the keyboards. Those are some of the people that played on the record itself. Yeah.
Okay. So then, And you toured a lot, is that right?
Right, we did promo tours. We was with Eddie Thomas, who was doing a lot of promo tours. With the record first broke, the first place he sent us to, we did Soul Train.
Okay.
Okay.
Like the local Chicago.
Local at the time. We did Soul Train with Don Cornelius, and I think it was in the Board of Trades building at the time.
Yeah.
Channel 26. We did that. Then we did Rick Ricardo's show. He was also in the same building with them. So we did his show, and then Eddie Thomas put us on a tour.
Okay.
And we started going touring Pro Bowls in different places. It was in Milwaukee, as I said earlier, with WNOV radio station. They had us at a couple clubs in Milwaukee. And a few places we went to in the Chicago area was at the Bonanza Lounge. We also did Guys and Gals. We did several lounges in the city of Chicago, on the west side and on the south side of Chicago.
So, and you also did tours like as part of the Pharaoh's Review, is that
right? Exactly,
right. Is that the tour you're talking about, or was that we originally?
Well, the tours that we did with the Pharaohs, they were out of the city of Chicago. We was in New York with the Pharaohs.
Okay.
We toured up there. Then we did Howard University in Washington, D.C., which is Pittsburgh.
So those tours were later than the ones you're talking about?
Right, right.
Okay, so the one you were talking about when you did the tours just for this record, mm-hmm. like do you remember who else was on the tour?
With us, we had the Roots of Sounds of Black. We had a female group with us. It was called the Shades of Black, which was Chaka Khan and her sister, Taka. And a couple other females. There was four members of their group, and they was like our sister group.
So they never recorded anything. They just toured
right,
with you.
Right, they just toured with it. They never recorded. Then we had
Chaka Khan was pretty young back then, right?
Right, she was pretty young back during that time. And we had the Teachers Edition, which so
they were the conservatives back then.
Yeah. During that time, right? They was on. It was on the group with it. We had another young guy named Bobby Get Down Brown. He was
okay.
He was like a James Brown. He could dance like James Brown and sing, and you know, have the women swooning all over. And so we did that with them. Then we had Pat Smith.
Okay.
Who was with us also?
And she was with Phil Coran. Is that
right? She was with Phil Coran.
Okay. So then. So you did those tours, and what kind of receptions you get on the tour? Like, were you doing that song, or were you doing other songs?
We were doing other songs. We had about three or four songs that we would come out on stage and we would sing. And there was a guy named Aaron Dive who played with the Pharaohs, and he did all the arranging for us.
Okay.
And Aaron Dive and Pete Cozy and Louis Satterfield, who was, you know, these guys we went on to Earth, Wind & Fire, Don Myrick, and these guys. And they did all the arrangements for us for our songs. And,
okay.
That's how all that came about.
So what are the songs that you do live? You did covers of songs of the day? Is that?
Well, we had songs like, well, we opened up the show with another song called The Sounds of Black, and it was written like years ago. We used to have a song with the kids called Hambone, Hambone, Have You Heard?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had a song. It was about Sounds of Black, you know, and we used, that was our theme song that we would come out on stage with. And then we had Island of Paradise. We did a Paradise, and we had a couple other songs that we included into our act.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play your second record before we talk some more.
Okay, sure.
So your second record has a very different type of sound. This is like a more like group harmony ballad
right.
type of sound. And this is a really nice song.
Okay.
So, and well, I'll play it and then we'll talk some more. So
okay.
This is, so you changed your name to The Sounds of Blackness for this record. Why did you change your name?
Well, that had to do with Johnny, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's with Johnny. Yeah. I think what's happening, he wanted that name.
Hillary Jones wanted The Sounds of Blackness is the name. Okay, and you recorded this record. This record's really nice. We'll talk more about it afterwards. This song is called Running.
Running, running,
Okay, that was just the Sounds of Blackness with their second record called Running, and that was probably from the early 70s. You don't remember the exact year?
About
72, 73.
So the lineup changed for that record, is that right?
Right.
Like Omar, you left the group?
I left the group.
And then Jose Jordan joined the group, is that right?
Exactly.
So he was already in the group on the first record, you were saying, but he was the guitar... Was he... what's the story?
No, he wasn't even a member.
Okay. Right. So how did he join the group?
We knew him, and he had a voice, you know.
Okay.
Like everybody, we just picked anybody that had a voice that can sing.
So he was from was he from your neighborhood? Or
yeah,
you
he's from 45th and Kane Drive.
Okay. And Omar, why did you leave the group?
I started doing some acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you in plays? And
I did some plays under Spencer Jackson, Reverend Spencer Jackson.
Okay.
And, matter of fact, I even did, I got some extra parts in movies, Mahogany with Billy Dee Williams.
Okay.
And Dana Ross. So I was getting into acting. And
I got to rent that. Pause it when you're on the screen. What do you play in that movie?
I was just an extra.
Can I see you in the movie?
Yeah.
Where what scene are you in?
One of the scenes I was in was the crowd scene. Billy Dee Williams, where Dana Ross had gone off to become a fashion designer.
Okay.
That was her lifelong dream. And she came back to Chicago, and Billy Dee Williams, who was running as a politician, he was running for alderman, and we had a scene down at the University of Illinois whereby Barry Gordy, matter of fact, was the director of the movie.
Okay.
And she came back, and he was had a rally down there. She was making a speech, and she came through the crowd. You know, so you'll get a chance to see me in the movie.
I'm going to just pause it on that part. Okay. So the group at the time, you actually had started touring with The Pharaoh's Review, actually, right?
Right.
So The Pharaoh's Review were a lot of the same people you mentioned before, and plus like the Spencer Jackson family were there.
Exactly.
The Spencer Jackson family were like a local gospel group that did a lot of, in addition to music, they did plays and stuff.
Exactly, right.
Okay.
Spencer Jackson did a lot of writing of plays and poetry and music.
Okay.
And years ago, he used to direct a lot of choirs in the city of Chicago and different churches and everything. So he was pretty well known around the city of Chicago.
Yeah, I read something on the internet the other day that said he did a lot of shows for Mayor Daley.
He did, right.
Okay.
He did a lot of shows for Mayor Daley, and some of the summer shows he did those for Mayor Daley also, and under summer programs.
Okay.
And it would travel around the city of Chicago, schools and different housing projects and things like that.
Okay, so it was kind of like a community type thing.
Right, there were several organizations in Chicago during that period of time. There was XBAG, which was the organization of actors also.
Okay.
And there was the Spencer Jackson family, and then there was Val Greer-Ort. Okay, she had a group that was going around the city of Chicago, and they were doing plays also. So there were several groups around the city of Chicago.
So what type of plays were they? Were they
Oh, some of them were religious in nature, and some of them were protest in nature.
Okay.
Okay. Some of the ones, like A New Day, for instance.
Okay.
Was one of the ones. As a matter of fact, there was a record that he recorded called New Day.
Yeah, yeah, that's that on ABC,
right,
on the
ABC
record. Yeah.
And The New Day and a couple other plays that he had written. And I was one of the actors in the plays with him.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's cool. Were you in any other movies?
No, that was a short career.
And so that second record you guys did, you guys released it on your own label, right? You pressed it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so you pretty much just distributed it yourselves.
It was a good record, but we just did a lot ourselves because it's hard getting it played.
Yeah, I'm sure if you have a small local label and you can't pay off the DJs.
Yeah.
There. you get him play right now.
We sold most of them that we printed out.
Did you sell them at shows? Or?
At shows, and sometimes we sold them to different people that liked it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you continued to, like, I guess, be a part of that touring with the Pharaohs for a while?
Yeah.
And the Pharaohs quickly became Earth, Wind, and Fire, right?
Yeah.
So did you continue to do shows with them? What was happening?
No, because what happened was that when they became Earth, Wind, and Fire, by that time, they had gone out to California.
Okay.
With Maurice White.
Okay.
Who was a drummer.
Yeah.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. And they had gone out to California. I think they had met Jim Brown.
Okay.
Changed their name to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Weren't they like the Salty Peppers?
Right. They were called the Salty Peppers while he was in Chicago.
Okay.
Okay. But once they got out to L.A., that's when the name change came about.
Okay. So did you guys continue to perform, or did the group break up soon after that? What happened?
Well, actually, I went into the military.
Okay.
Okay.
I went into the church choir.
Yeah.
Okay, so the group kind of broke up after...
Yeah, I sung 20 years with the Push Choir, and I sung at the church.
Okay.
Baptist Church.
And I know you were involved with songwriting a lot after that, too, right?
Yeah.
So what were some of the things that you did?
Well, I did about four songs on a group called the Natural Four.
Oh, so you wrote stuff on the Natural Four albums?
Yeah, I was with Curtis.
Curtown Records.
Brunswick Records.
Okay.
And I did some stuff on Mercury.
Okay, and I know you wrote a lot of the songs on the Notations albums too, right?
I did about four songs on that thing.
So who were some of the other groups you wrote for?
That was about it.
Okay, so mainly the Natural Four.
I started writing back then at that time. I wrote for Jackie Wilson's last album.
Okay.
I did some stuff for him. I got about four songs on his album.
Okay.
And a group called Isis out of New York.
Yeah, weren't they were, I was telling you, they were like a girl group.
Girl group,
I heard they were like a lesbian group or something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So that's interesting, though, that you wrote all that stuff for all those people. And then you had a couple solo records in the late 70s, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I can play one of those records. One of them was called Black Lady, and the other one was called Don't Bring Me No Early Mornings.
Yeah, I wrote that for Esther Phillips.
The Early Mornings record?
Yeah, she died, she never got a chance to record that.
Okay.
She loved it.
Oh, okay, it's too bad, though.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'll play the Black Lady song.
You know, I wrote that with Early Mornings. I played the piano. Larrell Simon wrote the work.
Yeah, yeah, he has writing credits on that, I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you worked with Larrell on the Notations album, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll play the Black Lady track.
Okay.
And
I wrote for the Miss Black America, Miss Black Chicago pageant.
Okay, was that that was different than the Black Expo, or was it part of that?
It was the Expo. I think it went on at the same time.
Okay, and do you remember what year this came out?
It had to be about 76.
Okay, so I'll play the record and we can talk some more. So this is Al Hunter with a solo record from the late 70s. It's called Black Lady.
Dedicate this tune to all the black ladies in the world, just to let them know that we love them and we're thinking of them, and to let them know that they are the first lady. You see, I'm not talking about that first lady in the White House, but the first lady in our house. Always alone, misunderstood. what harm have you done to be treated like you're nothing in this world, black lady? Oh. Somehow it disappeared. What can I do to bring this love back to you? Oh, you're such a pretty black lady. Inside you're hurting. If you give yourself a chance to live once again, kiss my hand, give yourself a chance to live again. Woo, 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 black lady. You see, you told that barge, you lived that bed, you raised your children all alone, like they had. Oh. You've been my mother, my father, my doctor, my lawyer, my teacher, my preacher.
Okay, that was just Al Hunter with his solo record called Black Lady from the late 70s. And you were just telling me now that there's actually not a group singing. It's all you on overdub on the record. That's cool. Yeah, it definitely sounds like different people on it.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of different sounds on it. So I guess, thanks so much for coming up here and telling your story. So are you guys still involved with music today at all?
I am. I'm involved with my church. I'm heavily involved with my church, which is Life Center Church of God in Christ, Pastor T.L. Barrett.
Okay.
I'm a member of the choir there, and I do quite a few things with the choir there. And I can do a shout-out to my church, Life Center!
You were telling me your brother sings with the Temptations now?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, who's your brother?
Chris Arnold.
Okay.
And they're in town this coming Saturday, the 26th. Out in Country Club Hills, so they're looking for everybody to come out and enjoy the show.
Okay, yeah, so people should go check out that show. Al, are you involved with music at all today?
Yeah, I just did five tunes on a guy that had Guess Who's Back in Town in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
I just did about five tunes
Keith,
on him.
So you're talking about Keith Stewart?
Or no, I'm doing
Dean Williams, okay.
Yeah.
So but you did some stuff on Keith's CD that he put out, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did one, two songs.
Okay.
But I'm still writing, man. I got a lot of songs.
Okay.
The music and everything.
Yeah, and you wrote a lot of songs going back to early 60s to today.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. And you were saying you guys even had some unreleased Sounds of Blackness material, so it'd be cool if that sees the light of day someday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a reel full of them.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much for coming by. And any last words for the listening audience?
Well, we just want to keep the music going, and I think what we're really trying to say is so much is that when we were growing up, music was an outlet, for a lot of the frustrations people had in the community. You can go out on any given street corner on a summer night and you would hear two or three groups standing on the corner singing, and one group trying to outdo the other group. You know?
Yeah.
But it was our way of getting our songs out there. It was our way of tuning up our voices. And we did that, and we felt safe when we did that, and we enjoyed it. So that's where a lot of that come in at. So we just like to carry on that tradition of street corner singing. We like to see that come back again instead of street corner shooting.
Yeah.
That's the way we fought.
Yeah.
We fought with songs. My group can out-sing your group, or your group can out-sing my group, and that's the way we did it when we were growing up. So we like to see those days come back again, you know, where we can do that and do it safely in a safe manner.
Yeah, I mean, it would be, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks so much for coming down here. And so if anyone has, anyone can call up the regular show. We'll start up. The number here is 773-702-8424. And this next record I'm going to play, you can hear Al singing bass. This is the Blenders with their hit Daughter.
Daughter, 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 daughter.